This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
From today till Ramadan, less than 2 months, by the way. Question for everybody. As Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when the Arabi, the Bedouin, came to him and says, Mata sa'a? When is the hour? What did he say? Mada adatta laha? What did you prepare for it? Doesn't matter when it is coming. So everybody in this room, what did you prepare? Don't tell me food. No, I really mean it, because that's one of the biggest distractions. Yani, the biggest distractions in Ramadan is that we cook. And that doesn't mean we don't have to. Yani, of course we have to eat, we're fasting. But it becomes a social club. It becomes invitations. It becomes you have to come, right? And we really need to change this culture. And nobody will change it unless you and me and each one of us individually say, no, I'll see you in Eid. This is actually what I do. I'll say, I'll see you in Eid. Anytime after Eid, you invite me, I'm coming. Allah did not create Ramadan for this. Why is that? Because it's a distraction during the day. Now you have people coming. I'm not talking about immediate family. And I'm talking about people that are friends, right? Now you come for iftar. You are already tired because you are fasting. Life goes on. You're cooking. Then you have to clean. Most of the time you will miss tarawih. Or you're going to go, you're extremely tired. You will not be able to focus. What did we get? And can I do this another time? One of the advices I'll give to everybody. Anything that you can do it before or after Ramadan, you're going to do it before or after Ramadan. Unless it is ibadah muaqqata, unless it is something I have to do it in Ramadan, which is basically fasting and going to tarawih. These are the only two things that is very specific to Ramadan. There is nothing like it outside Ramadan. Even the fasting is not the same as it is in Ramadan. So from now till and from today, what is your goal? What is your, what do you want to achieve this Ramadan different than last year? So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to take me or to take us or to take any one of us, He will reward me as if I have already did it. What is your goal? What I need to learn is what the Quran will do to me. Before Ramadan, I need to say, I have this shortcoming. You say it to yourself. We all have a long list. May Allah forgive us. But let's say I'm going to do this one. I'll work on it throughout Ramadan. And then at the end of the Ramadan, see, did it work? Did you change? What is your relationship with the Quran? What is your relationship with the people? Did you become more generous? Are you more giving? So put goals. Each one is different. Look at and be very honest with yourself. What is the one thing that people say negative about you? Not one person, not two, not three. Or you know it. I am this, I'm that. And be honest. Put it and says, I'll work on myself this Ramadan. So the point I'm trying to make here is, make sure in Ramadan you're going to get one or two chapters in the Quran you will understand. You will understand what Allah is telling you and you're going to start applying it. Because just reading and reading the translation, did it change us? And I want everyone to ask herself, don't answer me. Are you different from last Ramadan? Did it stay in day of Eid? Did you retain 50% of what you did in Ramadan? And you all are looking at me with sadness because it's reality, honestly. So let's put a goal. One of the goals, let's say, since we are doing Surah Yasin, let's make a goal. And I don't want to specify Yasin for Ramadan and then becomes bid'ah. Just because we have, let's say Yusuf or whatever we covered, Al-Ankabut, whatever we covered, go back to your notes, go back to the recordings as you are reading and look at it in a different lens.